Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission believes that it may have found evidence of anti-competitive cooperation between five insurance companies, one broker, and an insurance industry trade association. This covers a near two-year period between 2015 and 2016. For more, I'm joined by motoring correspondent with the Sunday Independent, Geraldine Herbert. Geraldine, there's no findings of facts here. There's just pointing in the direction of what they believe requires further scrutiny and investigation. But what are the allegations that they're making?
Good evening, Philip. Yeah, it's important to say that these are only provisional findings and no conclusions should be drawn according to the CCPC. But what it really centres around is price signalling. Now, what this entails is one company, one motor insurance provider, maybe making a public announcement or a comment on the cost of premiums and indicating that they may be, you know, increasing these costs in the future. This obviously signals to another competitor that they're about to increase their prices. If each competitor knows what the other is going to do, this minimises the amount of competition in the market and ultimately means that we as the consumer pay higher premiums. And that's what this is about.
I don't understand how that doesn't just go on ordinarily anyway. Sure, one company can ring up another company and find out what they're quoting, can't they?
Well, the thing about it is, this is actually, it is against competition law to do this. So as I said, they're not saying that a breach has occurred, but they're saying that the findings would point to it at the moment. So it's more than that, though. It's actually publicly indicating that, that this is going on. And there is obviously, they have, you know, some evidence, well, not evidence, as I said, they're still provisional findings, but there is some reason to believe that the insurance, these seven motor insurance providers have a case to answer, if nothing else.
No findings of fact. So do the companies get a right of reply? Have they said anything?
They do. They have a chance to reply to the CCPC, and they have said that they will carefully consider any responses they get, and it will be based on the sort of the responses they get and their judgment afterwards as to what will happen, what will be the next steps.
All right. Geraldine Herbert, motoring correspondent with Sunday Independent. Thank you very much.